Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everyone. This is Randy Perlman, and welcome to our ninth installment of Black Conservative Republican Radio tonight. And with my, I'm with my lovely co-host April Perham Smith.
I'm April Perham Smith. Yeah. Hey, hey, hey! Ninth installment.
And tonight we're gonna bring to you some pretty interesting topics this week that happened in the news and within the country. First up is just recently, actually, a couple, an interracial couple, a black woman and a Middle Eastern guy, tried the black woman from Mississippi, young, straight out of, pretty much out of high school, Jalen Young, tried to join ISIS this week, saying that she was going to go over and be a nurse for this radical organization, which I think was pretty absurd. And she's facing 20 years in prison for it. So I say, you know, they should have just let her go on over there and let them handle it. You know, with these different homegrown terrorists, as we call it, you know, if they're looking to join ISIS, I say we send them, take their passports, send them on over with a free plane ticket over, and we're saving taxpayer dollars on the prison system. And that notion, so, you know, hey, it is what it is, and I hope, you know, she gets thrown under the jail and never see the light of day again. So, yeah.
Well, one thing, honey, that I can say is that you are not always this strict. yeah, you're laughing because I was actually the one that said, no, send her over there and let her know you're done with the U.S. and let her family know that if you contact her again, you're also done with the U.S. So go ahead and do it because understand, with the way that the economic world is set up right now, we can afford to take care of any more than what we can afford to take care of. And if you're actually part of a
terrorist organization,
that's a great word for it. I wasn't going to go with that, but terrorist organization is the best word. Then why should my tax dollars pay for you? No, send you over there, ban you from the country, and understand that if you contact anyone in this country, because understand they're all going to be under
scrutiny.
Okay, thank you for finishing my words. But understand, if you contact them and they actually respond, then they're all up to scrutiny, and all of you need to be booted out because, understand, not only do I not support terrorism, I do not support domestic terrorism, and I do not support the families that harbor terrorists or domestic terrorists. So, therefore, they're all gone. That can be as harsh as you want it to be. I really don't care, but at the end of the day, if we're going to control this problem that we're having, then you have to take a harsher stance. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, I agree.
And, no, because, I'm glad that you agree because, babe, I'm going to backtrack that.
Okay.
Because there's a whole lot of politicians that feel like, okay, we got the terrorists. It doesn't mean that we have to go after their family. No, understand, they're getting support from somewhere, so therefore you should blow up all of their spots. And that is actually jargon.
Yeah.
Because when I say blow up all their spots, I don't really mean blow up. I don't really mean spots. I just mean that
you should go in
on everyone that they have.
I agree, and I actually support that as well. When we look at, you know, domestic terrorism or even foreign terrorism, we need to exploit and explore as well, you know, the families that they're associated with, you know, both here and abroad.
Right.
To see, you know, hey, is there a pattern here? Is there, you know, anything else that could potentially lead to they got him, so I need to avenge his arrest or avenge his death. And this
spoiling of their plot.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. And
so let's talk about the new Brussels and Paris.
Right, I'll just say, just like
okay,
what they're doing
well,
over there.
Well, let's talk about that, because guess what? Europe was not playing games. America plays games. We don't go after the family members. Oh, well, they said they didn't know, whatever. But guess what? Europe and Brussels weren't playing any games, and they foiled lots of plots. Now, understand, yes, things still happen, but we don't know to what extent things could have happened.
Right.
What we do know is that they foiled lots of plots. Unlike in America, it's just like, okay, we got those people who did it, but we don't follow up with who could have known. Because I understand they say, did we go to the family? Did you know? No, we didn't know. And then we're like, okay, yeah, no, okay, because you're for part family. You know what your family's doing 9 times out of 10. Now, I'm not saying that that's the case in all cases.
Right.
I'm just saying that 9 times out of 10, well, that is the case. And, you know, I'm sorry. I just feel like Europe kind of showed us, hey, America, you don't know what you're doing because not only did we shut down our borders, but we actually did raids and we flushed them out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I commend them.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you know, this week also, you know, the Supreme Court held a hearing on whether or not unions can force their employees for companies that they're supporting to pay dues. And the ruling actually came out to be a tie, a 4-4 tie. I think, in my opinion, you know, since Judge Scalia's death, you know, a lot of the decisions that's going to be coming out the courts here is going to probably end up in a 4-4 split, and that's going to result the decision being upheld from the lower court. So whatever the lower court had decided before, that decision is going to remain, you know, in effect until a ninth judge is appointed. Now, to me, I don't think it's fair or it's right, and it's a waste of everyone's time involved in the judicial system when they're going to hear a case and the outcome is potentially going to be 4-4. If it's not going to be a decisive decision being made, whether in favor of or against, for, you know, whoever is the plaintiff or the defendant or whatever the case, then they shouldn't hear any cases. Just to alleviate all that mess, the Supreme Court should be shut down until there is a ninth judge on the bench. Because this decision right here, you know, forcing people that's either not part of a union or don't want to be part of a union to pay dues because there's a union involved in the workplace, to me, isn't right. And that isn't to me, that's not a representation of our democracy. So I just don't feel very kosher with that decision, and at the very least, the Supreme Court shouldn't even hear the case. So what do you think of that?
Well, Dave, I kind of agree with you. However, what I am going to say is this. The union, no matter if you are an active member of the union or not, whatever the organization is, they fight for everyone in that organization.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do I feel like you should have to pay dues to them? No, but what I do feel like is that, guess what? As soon as you're treated unfairly and you want to go to someone, the union automatically has your back, whether or not you are an active member or not.
Right.
So that protects the lower class, working class of Americans. Now, I say that because if you are a lower class, working class American, you're trying to save every penny that you can.
Right.
So when you're terminated for something that's just totally
trivial,
then you need to have someone in. You know what? That reminds me of when you were a part of prepaid legal. People didn't understand prepaid legal at all unless they actually needed it.
Yep.
Then they realized the importance of it.
Mm-hmm.
So if I didn't need it, then, no, I don't understand about paying this money towards prepaid legal. But then as soon as I found myself in a legal situation, then I realized the importance of prepaid legal. And so that's how I look at a union. However, that's totally different about this Supreme Court situation. The Supreme Court situation, two totally different situations in my book.
Yeah.
The Supreme Court situation in my book lets me know that, hey, there are 9 justices for a reason, usually 4
prevent,
one
yeah.
way, usually 4 another way. That means that that
Mine.
Last one will automatically sway the courts, unless it's just that in your face that this is right, this is wrong, whatever else.
Yeah.
So that 9th one, so whoever controls the party, that 9th vote is always going to control what actually happens. Now, Judge Scalia was a little bit on the more conservative side, so therefore it's always been a conservative. It's always been in the conservatives' favor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, with that being said, now I understand, well, I've always understood, but just so I can relate with people who don't follow politics. So now I can kind of understand why people are still up in arms about Obama appointing another judge, and the reason why is because now, see, it came to fruition. 4-4, nothing can get decided. It is that actual 9th vote that really counts. If there's a 4-4 deadlock, it's that 9th vote that counts. So with that being said, if you have more of a liberal or more of a
left-wing
side, then certain laws that we have in place right now
could be in jeopardy.
Exactly.
Yep, absolutely.
So with that being said, I now see the reason why we want to wait until the next president is,
mm-hmm.
you know, in office.
If there is even a Republican, right?
Because
right.
as of the way we're going now, we're handing it to.
I think it's going to go to Bernie Sanders. But anyway,
you know what?
Anyway,
I'm not his supporter. Speaking of judges,
you know, in Pennsylvania this week also, there was a judge by the name of Mark Cavalera Jr. He got sentenced to 28 years to prison for 28 years for falsely convicting teenagers in return for kickbacks from developers for that make or, you know, establish.
Oh, the juvenile justice?
Yes, juvenile facilities. Juvenile facilities.
Yeah.
And now, what I gather out of this, you know, it's pretty screwed up because, yeah, he got caught, and he received like $1 million for, you know, doing this kind of stuff. And so I think, in my opinion, that this is not the first time this happened. And over the course of decades now, this is nothing new, especially in the black community. There has been millions of blacks wrongly convicted to help feed into the justice system, help feed into the prisons and what have you. And in return, a lot of these judges are getting kickbacks or are on, you know, some kind of side payroll, you know, for helping establish or putting in, filling up the population of these prisons. So,
well, you know what, honey? I actually agree with you. However, if people come before a judge, that means that something was already going wrong, whether it was their fault or not. That means that something was already going wrong. Why don't we take it a step further and let's take it to the principals who were, like, literally just in Michigan, 14 principals or former principals were, whether they're sitting principals or former principals, they were just convicted of conspiracy because they were taking kickbacks for things that weren't really happening. So it's not just judges. It's in all specters of the field, which is why when people sit back and they're like, I don't understand why this is going on. I don't understand why we don't have clean water. I don't understand.
This is why.
Okay. No, but here's the funny thing. So, by the way, just in case the public doesn't know, I got a job. Woohoo! Okay. So I got a job. You're going to laugh. Yeah, who knows how long I'll stay there. But anyway, the point is I have a job. And one of the people that I was, one of my coworkers I was talking to, she's from Michigan. She's from upstate Michigan. And apparently Michigan is so big, I don't know because I've never been to Michigan, but apparently Michigan is so big that she's from a place that's about 8 hours away from Flint. I'm like, wow, I only thought that Texas was big enough to travel 8 hours and still be in the same state. But apparently she's from upstate Michigan and it takes 8 hours to get to Flint. And I said this because she's going there and it's a bad thing. It's someone's dying in her family. And so I much love, much respect, and many prayers. There's no prayers because it is what it is. But I'm going to pray that it's a safe passing because we already know that this is about to happen. Now, with that being said,
mm-hmm.
she was like, okay, I have to drive there and I have to drive through Flint. And I made a joke because I understand I've never been to Michigan, so I really don't know. So I made a joke and I soon realized that was inappropriate because I've never been there. I made a joke that, okay, well, while you're in Michigan, just don't drink the water. And she was just like, what? And I said, yeah, because Flint. And she was like, oh, no, I'm nowhere near Flint. We're hours away. And she was like, oh, I don't even want to stop in Flint. When I see the exit to Flint, I keep going. You don't understand. She said, what they show you on the news is not what Flint's like. Flint is bad. And she just went on and on about Flint. I was just like, really? Oh, my gosh, I don't know that because I don't see that. But at the end of the day, she let me know that, hey, what they show you is not what it is. Flint is not really a great area.
Yeah, and I got a couple of coworkers myself that's actually from Flint, and I hear a lot of the stories every day myself about, you know, what really goes on that's outside the media, and that's very unfortunate. It is. Now, you know, with the 14 school officials or former school officials in Detroit, a lot of them were the background to the story is they were placing the orders for supplies, but not actually placing the orders, and so they were just taking the money for it. And it goes back to how the school systems are losing money because they're actually not getting anything in return. So,
and you're right, honey. What I'm saying is that although Flint or whatever area of Detroit or any given city, USA, may not be the right city, people are getting kickbacks in all cities. It doesn't matter. It's all across the United States. Now, what I'm saying is that this, people need to be smarter because what they portray in front of you on the media is not exactly what's going on. Because when I started off talking about Flint and I got into the water crisis, yes, I went off on a tangent. However, it's because we all know Detroit, Flint, they need water. Okay, but what we don't see is that, guess what? Flint had the most principals that were put up on indictment. Yes, yes, I see your face. They did. They had the most principals or former principals put up on indictment for doing shady stuff, doing kickbacks. And they really did. Now, this has nothing to do with just Flint. This is all around the United States.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the problem is this. No one notices them until they pop up on the grid line. Well, when they pop up on the grid line, it's already too late. These schools, have you not seen these schools? But honey, they have warp floors. They have messed up books, like, seriously.
Yep.
And some of these officials are getting upwards of $100,000.
Yeah. And
there's something wrong with that.
I agree. And that's why today, you know, I give big kudos to the Chicago Teachers Union, because today they went on strike today for, you know, better better funding or more funding for the schools and everything. They're actually out there protesting, and they actually walked out of the classrooms to strike. That was the word I was looking for, to strike, in hopes that, you know, people are actually listening and watching, so there is more funding going into the schools for those kids. And so, you know, that kind of stuff there needs to be recognized, and it needs to be shown across the United States that, hey, you know, there's teachers out there that care and, you know, want more and better for their students and for themselves.
Well, you know, you want to know what I think, honey? Seriously, at the end of the day, I don't care what a teacher feels or thinks. All I know is this. When it's time for my child to start school, I should be able to send them to school with a notepad of paper and a pencil, and that should be it. I shouldn't have to send Kleenex. I shouldn't have to send, Ziploc bags or anything else, these community supplies. No. At the end of the day, school has gotten out of control. I don't know where their funding is going to. Obviously, it's going to these principals and these superintendents. I don't know. I don't care. At the end of the day, I should not have to have a school list for each one of my children. And, yes, I have multiple kids. I'm a baby maker. Yes, that is so. I should not have multiple lists for each one of my children to bring to school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I'm saying.
I get you. And I agree. And funny that you say baby making, because Donald Trump in the news this week. That dude can't stay out of TV. But anyway, he kind of like pissed off a lot of women this week by talking about how abortion should be illegal and how women should be punished that had abortions or are seeking to get abortions. And he had the stance before of being anti-abortion, so now pro-choice, and now he's pro-life, and he's taking this big, hard, right stance against abortion, and I think, you know, he's teeter-tottering, and he's just feeding into the frenzy of what he thinks people wants to hear, or whoever his advisors are, they're feeding him this, you know, data polls in the back of the, you know, back of the interview rooms, in the green room, saying, hey, you need to go out there and say this because your ratings will spike up 50 points if you say this. And he comes back and he recants the story or recants his statements and says, oh, that's not what I meant. But, you know, at the end of the day, I don't think he even knows what he's trying to say or trying to convey. So he needs to be careful. If he's trying to, you know, secure the nomination from the Republican Party, because once again, like I said last week, he's a rhino at the end of the day, and if you missed last week's show, a rhino is a Republican in name only who says they're a Republican but does not demonstrate or act in a Republican way. So.
And what's a dino?
A dino is a Democrat in name only, and they say they're a Democrat, but they do opposite of what Democrats are known to do. Just same as Republican, but just opposite. So, like I said, Donald Trump needs to be careful with what he's saying. He's inciting a lot of anger, and he's actually causing a lot of emotions within the American population. Around the world, you know, because there's even foreign ministers and everything else from overseas is looking at us sideways, saying, "Are y'all seriously considering this guy?" You know, but. Hey, it is what it is. You know, we're dawning into a new era, I guess, and this is the kind of stuff that, you know, America is trying to move towards. So
what I will say on this is that most of you that are listening to the show, first off, I want to say thank you. I appreciate you listening to us and taking time
definitely.
Out on your Friday night.
Definitely,
but secondly, what I want to let you know is that the way that this works is that Rennie Perham and I, yes, we are husband and wife. However, that doesn't mean that we always agree, and it doesn't mean that we disagree. It means that we're real. So the things that we agree upon, we will agree upon, and the things that we disagree upon, we will disagree upon. The difference is that what we disagree upon, we will sit back and try and figure out a way to make it the most
agreeable.
Now, we can only hope that our government will do the same, which is why Randy Perham will be running for Congress in the near future.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we know how to not just negotiate, but negotiate something that makes sense. Now, I say this because the topics that come up in our conversations are not things we don't have pre-conversations when these topics come up. We sit back, the format of our radio show, we have topics, and it's like, hey, these are the topics that we're going to discuss this week, or, hey, I want to discuss this, oh, I want to discuss this, and we figure out what our topics are, and we figure out separately how we feel about it, and we come together. So most of the time on Friday nights, this is the first time that we come together with our opinions. Now, it's true, however, it's kind of in partisan because we've been together for so long that we feel a lot the same way on a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
So I say that because with the fact of Donald Trump,
yep.
With the fact of Donald Trump and everything that he was stating on abortion and everything else, I had to honestly say to myself, because Randy, as you guys know, he's active duty military. Woo-woo, go Army! Anyway, so he's active duty military. So I end up spending a lot of time with the children, helping them with their homework and talking about their days and wherever else. My youngest daughter, Mickey, came to me and said, hey, Mom, all my friends say Donald Trump is evil and no one should like Donald Trump. And I said, well, why? So that was the first day. So the first day she said that to me. The second day she went out and she asked them. The second day she came home and she told me why. And all they could say was, well, he's a racist and, you know, just general things, the hoopla that Donald Trump has to give.
Mm-hmm.
However, she could not give me any true reason why she didn't like Donald Trump. And in my mind, all I could think was, well, this is really odd because apparently, based off of what she was saying to me, her friend's parents must be Democrats. But I don't judge. Because understand, if it makes sense, it makes sense. Period, the end. It makes sense. However, these people had such harsh feelings against Donald Trump without any real reason. Now, I say that because Donald Trump and his abortion stance, yes, I understand he didn't word it the right way. He did, after everything was said and done, release another statement and say, hey, yes, I believe that the women should be punished, but no, not so much the if abortion is illegal, then the person who performs the abortion should be the ones that's held liable. Now, I understand that, and all I want to say is this. I've seen a lot of commercials. I've seen a lot of people on the news who hate Donald Trump, and they can't even explain why. So, America, I want to ask you this. Do you know why you do not like Trump? If you can answer that question, fine, so be it. But most people cannot answer why they don't like Donald Trump. Think about it.
And with that, we're going to close the show now. And we appreciate our listeners and everything. And please tune in next week for our show. It's Friday nights at 2300 military time or 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time for you civilian folks. And you can find me on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and please pick up my book, The New You, Now Equipped with Wisdom, on Amazon. And with that being said, we will talk
and
to you on next week.
And what is your Facebook page, honey?
Oh, you can find me at Randy Perham or R. Perham. And
All right. Well, thank you. Good night, America. Thank you for tuning in.
Good night.
See you next time.